Rambam?
Ava.
Gimel Teves, Tuesday the 15th of December, Rabbi Shmuel Nussbaum, the unique dinim of writing a mezuzah.
Good morning, Rabbi. The Gemara says that Medrash Mayofis Umano Amt Ahava Batanugim. Mayofis is mezuzah, Umano Amt is Ner Chanukah. And the Medrash talks about the mezuzah miyamin and the Ner Chanukah mismoil of the door. So having finished with Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, so maybe now is an apt time to talk about mezuzah, which is a sugi which we're learning at the moment in our koilo. And I want to talk about two unique dinim of mezuzah, which don't apply to the rest of stam. People think that, you know, stam, sevitaret, and mezuzah have the same dinim, and there's two unique dinim which only apply to mezuzah. Both based on Gemaras in Menachas. One is a braisa, which says, halacha lemoish misinai, tefillin al klaf, u'mezuzah al duchsustus. It's halacha lemoish misinai to write tefillin on klaf, and mezuzah on a certain type of parchment called duchsustus. The braisa continues, klaf b'mokim basor, duchsustus b'mokim seil. Now, the skin of an animal is made up of two layers, the Mefarshim explain. The outside layer is called klaf. The inside layer is called duchsustus. Altogether, it's called gvil, if they're not separated. Today, we don't really have the expertise to make klaf from the inside chelek, which is called duchsustus. All our klaf, Tosfos already says, is made from, all our parchment is made from klaf, which we write on. Klaf, which is the outside part, which means we remove the surface from the inside of the parchment, and we write on the outside. However, the halacha l'meishim Sinai says that tefillin should be written on klaf, and mezuzah should be written on duchsustus. The Gemara discusses this halacha l'meishim Sinai in two places. One is in Menachas, the main sugya of mezuzah, and the other one is in Shabbos. And it's very interesting how the two sugyas learn a complete opposite pshat in this braisa. In both places the Gemara had a problem. In Menachas the Gemara had a problem that the Gemara was talking about there a Sefer Torah which worn out, whether you can make a mezuzah from it. And the Gemara said you mustn't make a mezuzah from it because ein meiridin, you mustn't take down from the Kedusha. Says the Gemara, but if you could take down from the Kedusha, it would be theoretically possible. So the Gemara says, but the Sefer Torah is written on klaf. That's the question. And here we've got halacha l'moishe mitzinai, that the mezuzah is written on duchsustus. So because of this kasha, the Gemara is doicha, the Gemara says, you know what? The halacha l'moishe mitzinai, the braisa continues. This is what's important about the braisa. The braisa continues that it is ma'akev in shino. Vein bazer, vein bazer, posel. The Gemara Braisa continues. Now, if shino, vein bazer, posel, then we've got a problem. Duchsustus is the only thing you can write a mezuzah on. Gemara answers, no. You know what vein bazer means? The Gemara Menachas says it's talking about tefillin. Tefillin, you mustn't change. Tefillin must be on klaf. What about mezuzah? Mezuzah is le mitzvah, should be on duchsustus. It's a mitzvah, should be on duchsustus, but it's kosher even if you wrote it on klaf. And that's how it could be theoretically to write a mezuzah on klaf. So it comes out according to the Gemara Menachas that you could write a mezuzah on klaf also. In Shabbos, the Gemara works the other way. Because in Shabbos, the Gemara was talking about what Rav said, that you have to, that duchsustus is like klaf, which means duchsustus is like klaf, legabe what, says the Gemara, that you could write tefillin on duchsustus. Other way around, you can write tefillin on duchsustus, on the inside. So if so, ask the Gemara, we've got this braisa which says you've got to write tefillin on klaf only, and if you change, then it's then it's a Shina Bezeh Bezeh Posel. So the Gemara says the other way around. The Shina Bezeh Bezeh Posel is talking about whether you made the Shinui not on Tefillin or Mezuzah, but you made the Shinui, if you made the Shinui in Tefillin, then it's Posel. If you made the Shinui in, what did the Gemara answer? Shina Bezeh Bezeh Posel. Edividia Mezuzah. In the Mezuzah, it's Posel if you didn't do it on. If you didn't do it on Duchsustus, and Bezeh, Bezeh means on either side, whichever side you write it on, is possible. And whereas the Tefillin is a mitzvah to do it on Klaf, you could do it in Duchsustus also. So we see that each place the Gemara is working in the other direction. What's the maskon? What's the maskon? One of the important points in this Braisa is that the Braisa also said that Klaf bemokim boson, Duchsustus bemokim seor, which means like this. Klaf, as we said, is the outside of the layer. That must be written, said the Braise Bemokim Bosa, on the side of the parchment facing the boss of the flesh. Whereas, if you wrote Duchsustus, must be written on the side facing the seor, the hair of the animal, which is the outside. So the simon which they give for that is that it's always, if you separate Duchsustus from Klaf, then it's always the inside. Because the klaf has to be the side facing the bosar, and the duchsustus, the inside, has to be the side facing the seor. So it's the side which, that's the simon to remember, which is the correct side. However, according to the maskon of the Gemara, one of them is lemitzvah, and one of them is la'akiv. What's the halach? Again, there's two interesting memras, one in Menachos, one in Shabbos, and which appear to be contradiction. In Shabbos, Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Meir hayokoshvo al kaklaf. Reb Meir used to write a mezuzah on klaf. Reb Meir used to write a mezuzah on klaf because it keeps better, mipnei mishtameres, because klaf is stronger. Whereas the Gemara in Menachos quotes Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which Tosfos is a big sophic about, that maybe it's a different Rav Shimon ben Elazar, or whether it's machlokes tanoim according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that Rav Meir hayokoshvo al duchsustus. Rav Meir wrote a mezuzah on Duchsustus. So we've got two different edus, testimonies, of, it looks like the same Rav Shimon ben Elazar, saying that Rav Meir wrote it in one plane. The Gemara Menachos says that it was on Duchsustus. The Gemara Shabbos says that it was on Klaf, because it keeps better. So maybe it was from two different times. Maybe Rav Meir held that lechatchile, it's better than mitzvah, like we said on Duchsustus. But if you need some, before Hashem explained, but if he needed it to keep better in a place where it might get spoiled, then he would write it on Klaf, because it keeps better. So it comes out, halacha lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch says, it's a mitzvah to write a mezuzah on Duchsustus. But in practice, we write it on klaf. Right? So this is an interesting mitzvah. It's halacha lemoshe misinai. We need to understand this a little bit better. If it's halacha lemoshe misinai, so someone says, it's halacha lemoshe misinai lechatchila to be on Duchsustus. So also, it's still there's some special meaning of Duchsustus and mezuzah, dafka, this thin layer which hardly exists today, we don't even make anything from it, we just have to remove it from the inside of the klaf. But this layer, this duchsustus, seems to be an essential, it's a mitzvah, something which is part of the mitzvah of mezuzah, which in fact, in practice, we don't do it, but it seems to have some special meaning. What is this? The other interesting shaila is, Rashi said in Shabbos, when it said Shino Bezeu Bezeh, and the Gemara said in Shabbos that that meant that if you made a change in either one of them, both are going on mezuzah. So what's Bezeh Bezeh? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, Hod chasvino aklaf b'mokim seor, inami aduchsustus b'mokim boso. Shino Bezeu Bezeh, which is possible in mezuzah, according to Sugi of the Gemara in Shabbos, is talking about either he wrote it on klaf, which is bichlal not the right thing to write it on, according to Gemara in Shabbos, and he wrote it b'mokim seor on the side of seor, or he wrote it on duchsustus b'mokim bosa. In other words, the right thing to write it on is duchsustus, but on the side of the seor, on the outside. But if he wrote it on klaf b'mokim seor, it's also possible. So if he wrote it on duchsustus on the side of bosa, it's possible. He wrote it on klaf. The mokim seor is possible. Now the truth is, says Rashi, that on klaf, according to the sugya in Shabbos, both sides are possible. So why did the Gemara choose to say the mokim seor? Says Rashi, v'chol shekein b'mokim boson. It's all the more so Kol shekein, that if he wrote on klaf b'mokim bosor, that it's possible. The hilchase b'mezuzah b'mokim seil. I want you to hear carefully this Rashi. In the Beis Halevi, in the famous Beis Halevi ala Torah, yeah, at the end, there's a few sugyas about stam, and one of them is medayik this Rashi. Rashi says that this is the sugya holding that the only place you can write a mezuzah on is on duchsustus, and only, of course, on the side of seol, the outside side, right, the hair side of the duchsustus. And if you wrote it on klaf, b'mokim seol, on the outside of the klaf, which we never write on, yeah, that's possible. Says Rashi, okay, we could understand klaf on the outside, we never write. Says Rashi, v'chol shkein b'mokim bosor. Kol shkein, if you wrote on the klaf, facing the inside, which is where we always write on klaf, that's a vada posel. Says Rashi, in Shabbos, and the Beit Halevi's medayik, this Rashi, what's this kol shkein? What's this kol shekein? All the more so if you wrote on klaf. But the Braiser just said that the correct side to write on klaf is the side facing the bosor. And if you wrote on klaf on the mokim seil, it's possible. Why is it kol shekein on the inside? The side which is normally the correct side to write on the klaf. Why is that a kol shekein? So the Beis Halevi wants to be mechadish, a big man. There are the girsois, the other Rishonim learn differently, but Rashi says mefurash, that there's a kol shekein, it's all the more so that if you wrote on klaf, which is according to the sugi and Shabbos, the wrong thing to write mezuzah on, and you wrote it, says Rashi, b'mokoyim, mokim basar, it's kol shekein that it's possible, all the more so that that's possible. And that's where we write our mezuzahs. So it comes out, what? We are writing our mezuzahs according to Rashi in a place which is kol shekein, not good. Dilu, the worst side to write. Why is it a kol shekein? Says the Beis Halevi, beautiful yesod. According to Rashi, when the Braisa said that the correct side to write on klaf is on klaf b'mokim bosor, and the duchsus b'mokim seil, as we said, the inside of both of them, right? So that is not a din like you would normally learn in klaf and in duchsustus. It's not that klaf, whenever you write klaf, has to be written the side of bosor, and mezuzah, whenever you write on mezuzah, has to be b'mokim seil. No. He says it's a din in mezuzah. And a din in tefillin. The Braisa goes, halacha l'moshe misinai, tefillin ala klaf. Then he goes on to say that klaf b'mokim bosor. So it's not a din in klaf, according to Rashi, it's a din in tefillin. Tefillin has to be written on klaf, and klaf, which you write tefillin on, has to be b'mokim bosor. Mezuzah on duchsustus. Mezuzah on the inside layer, says the Braisa, yes, and what's the din of duchsustus? B'mokim seol, the correct side to write a mezuzah is on the side of seol. It's a unique din, according to Rashi, the Beis Halevi explains it, that the correct side of the page, the correct side of the klaf to write a mezuzah on is always the outside, the hair side. And therefore, if the Gemara here holds that you mustn't write on klaf, which is the sugya saying Mar Shabbos, you can't write a mezuzah on klaf, then you mustn't write it on the hair side, even though that's the correct side to write a mezuzah on. The cholshkein mamokim bosor, which is the wrong side to write a mezuzah on. That's why Rashi said this cholshkein, because Rashi was learning the yesod of the Gemara in Shabbos is teaching us that duchsustus is a din in mezuzah, and that din that you must write on duchsustus mamokim seor is not a din in duchsustus. It's not a din in what is which side of the which part of the parchment you're using. It's a din in mezuzah must be written on the outside, on the seor side. And therefore, if you wrote on the duchsustus on the wrong side, that's possible. On the bosor side, because you might write. And if you wrote on the klaf, on the seor side, that's possible, even though that's the correct side to write the mezuzah. And kolshkin, if you wrote on the wrong side of mezuzah, which is the inside of the klaf, which basically when you write down mezuzah. So avada, this is not lalocha, because we do write down this is on the klaf inside. But we see here a yesod which needs explanation, according to Rashi, that there's a special inyan to write the mezuzah, not on duchsustus, on the seor side. The special din on the seor side. Which looks like we're not being the kind today at all. There's one other din, before we try to explain it a little bit more, there's one other din of halacha l'moshe misinai, which is unique to mezuzah, and gena halacha l'moshe misinai, which is in Menachas. This is a Gemara in Menachas. The Braisa brings, it's an Amora, Rav Minyamin bar Chilkiah Didei Omar, I mean, Binyamin Bar Chilkiya says, the sirtut shel mezuzah halacha the Moshe Misinai. Here comes another din of mezuzah. Unique mezuzah, says Tosfos. A special din in mezuzah that it must be written on sirtut. You must make lines, you must make rulings. Now, you know, all know that when stam, we don't make rulings which are visible to, which are maybe leave a mark, but only we make an indentation. Yeah, right? In the Yerushalmi and the Sefer Sofrim calls it sirgul. If you know modern Hebrew, the same as sargel is a ruler. Right? But it comes from already the Lashon of the Tanoim. Mesargelim, it means you take a ruler and you you have to make the lines on the cloth. Now, we do it on all of stuff, right? But the halach lamish misinai, says Tosfos, is that it's essential for mezuzah. A mezuzah without sirtut is possible. And the Gemara discusses that, like what we talked about before, that if you could make an old Sefer Torah into a mezuzah, and of course you mustn't because of meridian, but if not for meridian you could, that means there would be a theoretical possibility to make a mezuzah from a Sefer Torah, from an old Sefer Torah, theoretically. But what about the sirtut? Says Tosfos. So one thing I see from there, that sirtut in a Sefer Torah is not the same, or is not as essential as sirtut in a mezuzah. Please ask what happens if he did make a sirtut in a Sefer Torah, he hasn't got a problem, because the Gemara makes a big thing of this, that how could you make a mezuzah from a Sefer Torah if the mezuzah needs sirtut halacha l'moshe misinai, and the Sefer Torah doesn't? Ad kedei kach, that the Sfasemis wants to answer that kasha, that even if you would make sirtut on a Sefer Torah like we do, which is based on a Meseches Sofrim that all of Stam needs sirtut, according to Tosfos, you would not be yotzer with that sirtut for writing a mezuzah on it. Because mezuzah's got a special halacha l'moshe misinai that it needs sirtut. And when you did the sirtut for Sefer Torah, it wasn't a good enough sirtut. Now that's a very big chiddush I want you to hear, Rabbi Yisrael. Because when we tan our klaf, when we do the ibud, then we do it l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. And if you need it for something else, you can use it. That's not called meridian because you haven't yet actually used it for Sefer Torah. It's got the kedusha of Sefer Torah includes kol shekein. It includes the kedusha of mezuzah and tefillin. You can use, that's the correct way to do it, says the Mishnah Berurah. One tans the klaf l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah, and then you can use it also for tefillin and mezuzah. Yet if you would make a sirtut on klaf for Sefer Torah, then it would not be good for mezuzah. Do you hear, Rabbi Yisai? Why? Because the mezuzah's got a special halacha l'moshe misinai that it needs sirtut, which is not there by the Sefer Torah. Tosfos said by Sefer Torah you need sirtut because it needs to be beautiful. Zekei livan veyu. Another svara Tosfos says because you're writing mikro, when you're writing, the Gemara talks about when you write three words from the Torah, it must have sirtut first. Yeah. So there's a discussion whether that applies to mezuzah and tefillin also. Maybe that's the reason why you need sirtut. Tosfos says that even if it does need sirtut, Sefer Torah and tefillin, Tefillin doesn't at all, and nevertheless we do in practice. But halacha lemaisa tefillin does not need sirtut because it doesn't need to be beautiful, says Tosfos. And in the Sefer Torah, if you do need it, it needs to be just at the top. Well, Shita Mikubetzer says like a square, misgeret, top, and two sides and the bottom. That's what the tefillin and the Sefer Torah need. Whereas a mezuzah, says Tosfos, must have sirtut on every single line. And in Ad Kedei Kach, that Reb Shimon wants to be masbir, Reb Shimon. Sorry, not Reb Shimon, the family of Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel of Ponovich, Reb Shmuel Razovsky wants to be Mazbin Ashir, that it's a din in the klaf. Sirtut normally is a din in the ksav. When you write, you must write on line so that it should be straight. But in the mezuzah, this halacha l'moshe misinai has got a different yesod. The klaf, the parchment itself, must have sirtut on it. And that's unique din in mezuzah. Halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not all the Rishonim agree with this Malach of Tosfos, but that's the very strong way Mahalach that Tosfos learns. Yeah. The Bach says that it needs to be done lishma. You need to do it lishma. When you do sirtut on mezuzah, it needs to be done lishma. When you do it on Sefer Torah or on tefillin, then it's a din so that the word ksav should be beautiful. It's a din so that you don't write ksav, you don't write on without lines. So that's not a din in the ibud lishma. It's not a din in the klaf. It's not a din in the needs. Whereas in mezuzah, it's a din that it must be done lishma. Ad kedei the Bach wants to be mechadish that. Again, our question is: so we have two unique dinim in the klaf which you're writing your mezuzah on. One is the halacha lemoish misinav duchsustus, which we don't do in practice, and according to Rashi, nochme even more, that it must be written on that seor side, the hair side, the outside. Another din that mezuzah is a got special halacha lemoish misinav that it needs sirtut. Now let's try and understand these two yourselves. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah says Minik poshut shekoistvin ala mezuzah mibachutz keneged horevach shebein parsha uparsha shakar. It's a minik poshut to write on the outside of the mezuzah, in the space there at the beginning of the new paragraph of Ohayim Shomaya, just next to that space, sort of on the back side of that space, one writes Shakai, the name Shin Dalad Yud. Ve'ein b'zeh hefsed. It doesn't matter. It doesn't spoil the mezuzah. Because it's on the outside, says the Rambam. Levishim mibachutz. Aval eilu shekoisin ba'bifnim, shemes malochim, shemes kedoshim, oiposu koi choisomois, harehein bichlal mishaelem chelek v'lem abo. People who write anything inside the mezuzah, on the inside, the chas v'sholem, because he says she'elu hatipshim, these stupid people, lo yidai lohem shebitlu hamitzvah, not enough that they've been mebatal the mitzvah. The poskim of Rabbi say, I want to tell you halacha lemaisa in this. The poskim of Medayik in this Rambam, that if you've got inside a mezuzah or tefillin or sefer Torah any writing besides the writing of the what's supposed to be there, according to the Rambam, you've been mebatal the mitzvah. You mustn't have any other writing there. Why do I say halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa. Very often, a sofer with or magia writes with pencil at the side the date which he wrote this parasha, or a mark that this needs a tikkun, a letter, something like that. Somebody told me, I haven't seen it inside the shuvah from Moshe Feinstein. You must rub it out. You know, it could be a shaila of psu. So this is an interesting halacha lemaisa to learn from this Rambam. Pardon? Since it's written in something which can easily be rubbed out, so it's not, haven't got dinner proper ksav. So when you remove it, it's kosher. But as long as it's there, it is ksav. It's visible. It's ksav. It is ksav. It is a certain degree of ksav. It's not everybody's makrid on this. That's why I'm saying it's. If you ever come across in a sefer Torah, a new sefer Torah, you might find pencil marks at the side or something like that. In parashas, they also do it because they only put the date, but they should put it on the outside, not on the inside. You know, sometimes you need to for Kesidron. Al-Kalponim, according to the Rambam, if you've got anything written inside, not only enough that bitlu ha-mitzvah, elo sha'os mitzvah gedoylo, shehi yichud shemoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'avosoy, va'avoydosoy, the purpose of the mitzvah is to remember yichud Hashem, and the love of Hashem, and avoydos Hashem, la'avdoy b'chol levavchem, ke'ilu hi kemei, as if it's just something for shmir of some kind, la'anoy asasun, for their own pleasure. Now, this does not mean, Rabbi Yisai, that the mezuzah doesn't guard us. The mezuzah does guard us. It's very clear that the mezuzah guards us. Many places in Chazal which teach us that. Avad it guards us. But why does it guard us? Because we are doing the mitzvah. Because we are doing mitzvah Hashem. The Rambam stressing that when you do the mitzvah, you must do it correctly and properly, kashet sivanu, like the Rabbi Yisai commanded us, all the halachas. Then it will be a shmirah. But if you think that by adding your words, and making it not possible, that's going to make it into a better shmirah, then you're, that's that, because it's the tipshus, that's ein lechelik leilem abo. The mitzvah is what is the shmirah. When we keep the mitzvah Hashem, then we have a shmirah. Some want to say that it reminds us of the dam al habotim, that's what the Ramban says in the end of Parshas Bo, that mezuzah is halacha yetzias Mitzrayim, and we don't see yetzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah. It's a famous question they ask. And some want to say that the dam which they put, the blood which they put on the doorposts, be'etzim, if we kept them, Rashi says in Parshas Bo, we kept the mitzvahs of Hashem, I will see it, and I will guard your house, and I will jump over. That what's the, you keep the mitzvah the way the Rebbeim told you to do it, that's the shmirah. Do mezuzah the way the Rebbeim told you to do it, exactly la halacha, that is the shmirah. That's the yisod of the Rambam. What I want to take out of this Rambam is an interesting thing. Mitzad echad, you see, the Rambam is so strongly against writing anything for shmirah, right? In practice, the Rambam says it's a minig. Well, it is not mentioned in, we don't know, it's not mentioned, at least not mentioned in the Gemara. Maybe it comes from the Zohar Kodesh. Yes, the Kaz Mishnah brings it from the Zohar. But it's not mentioned in the Gemara. What's the pshat in this minig? Write on the outside of the mezuzah the name Shakai. And which we add to that nowadays, everybody knows that the top line there, one writes a few letters there, which are the letter after Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, upside down. I don't want to say the words out, but that which is keneged, the shem, it's also got special kavonas on the top of the, on the top, backside of the mezuzah. We write things on the back of the mezuzah. The Rambam says, to write Hashem's name, Shakai, on the outside of the mezuzah. Where does it come from? Sefer Torah, you write on the outside. Tefillin, you write on the outside. Has anybody heard of anything where you write on the outside? Ulai Rabbi say that this minhag is a kind of replacement and a zeicha for the special mitzvah of writing on duchsustus, the way we explained before. We don't write on duchsustus, we've lost the ability, we don't make klaf from this thin layer inside. We make klaf from the outside. But there's a special inyan, the way the Beis Halevi explained in Rashi, that the mezuzah has to have its ksav on the seor side, on the outside. We write on the klaf on the inside. That's the way we write, because that's the way most of the poskim tell us to. But we are left with the zeich of this special mitzvah of the halacha mesh misinai to write on the sustus on the seor side, and the main thing, says Rashi, on the outside, that we put letters of shmirah on the outside. That's on the hair side of the klaf. We have still... What's the gedder? Why is that a special shmirah? Why is that... What's the pshat in this? And why is it a unique din in mezuzah? Now, this is al pi drush. But it could be an explanation of the halacha l'moshe misinai. The mezuzah of all the stam is something which is at the door to guard us from, not only from danger, but also from spiritual danger, to guard us from all the ashvot from outside. The idea of writing dafka on the outside of klaf, which normally is written on the inside, is an expression of this mitzvah is here for keeping away the outside influences. The shmirah is on the outside of the klaf. You see it as you walk out, although the actual Shema Yisrael is on the inside, but you should see it, say, especially in Indian, to see the shin of Shakai. That's why if you have to cover it over, so one even puts a shin on the mezuzah case, to remind it's the outside. It's a shmirah, keep away a shmirah from the outside. That's why this special halacha l'moshe misinai, we are keeping it today in a certain way. We haven't got klaf, we are writing on the inside, like most of the poskim say, and within halacha l'moshe we do, but we still have got a zeicha, a minhag, on the outside of the mezuzah, to put dafka on the outside, like the original halacha l'moshe misinai of the mitzvah was, to write on the tzadah seor, and that's where we put the letters of shmirah, to guard us from the hashpah of the outside. And just to add one more word, that maybe you'll agree with me with this, that the special halacha l'moshe misinai of klaf, of the sirtut on the klaf of mezuzah, which is a din in the background, on the paper, on the klaf which you're writing on, that should have sirtut, a special din, unique din in mezuzah, is also... This is a swara which young Talmid Chacham wanted to suggest, and that is that if you want a shmirah from the outside, then you must have framework. You must have, there's a special din of shmirah, not to go off the line, not to go, keep the rules. Keep out, this mezuzah should keep out of the house, should be a line which draws the line between the hashpah of the outside world. There's unique din in the mezuzah of this special suit.